a place at the table. We all have a place at God's table. And in a few minutes, we will come to that table and we will break the bread and take of the cup. This morning, our word from God comes from the book of Lamentations. Lamentations is not a book that's preached on a great deal, because Lamentations is a lament. It's telling about how horrible and bad and lonely and deserted and obsolete and all kinds of things, and God's warnings and God's provision and in God's judgment. But the first six verses of the first chapter of Lamentations is how lonely sits the city that once was full of people, how like a widow she has become. She that was great among the nations, she that was the princess among the provinces, has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night with tears on her cheeks among all of her lovers. She has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile with suffering and hard servitude. She now lives among the nations and finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to the festivals. All of her gates are desolate. Her priests groan. Her young girls grieve, and her lot is a bitter one. Her foes have become the masters. Her enemies prosper, because the Lord has made her suffer for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. From daughter Zion has departed all of her majesty. Her princes have become like stags. They find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God.